application on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. Oh, the most merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. Never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Friday. That is 14th of the month of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now, at this time, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hashr, verse 18 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Fear of Allah leads men to reflect upon his fate on the day of resurrection and purify his deeds. As mentioned before, reiteration of fear of Allah lays further emphasis, since the springhead of all righteous deeds is fear of Allah, or taqwa. The Arabic word qad originally denotes tomorrow, but it connotes the day of resurrection. Since taking into account the life of the world, we notice that the day of resurrection will arrive soon.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa tadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are speaking about characteristics of Islamic daily life on this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. As far as Abrahamic religions are concerned, it's of paramount importance to act as a kind and empathetic citizen. Islam in particular shows devotion towards being thoughtful in prayer and in action. Practicing this in everyday life is something that all religious believers endeavor to do, and this can sometimes be a work in progress. Devoting yourself to the teachings of the Quran can be achieved by talking to spiritual leaders, joining your local mosque, and importantly, involving yourself in community. Going to the mosque and reading the Quran should only serve to add to and improve your moral code. We can't all be perfect, but by applying an ideal set of morals to everyday life, we can learn to improve as people and practice Islam with a gentle and loyal devotion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. The challenge of modernity and religion is not a challenge that only Islam faces. Rather, all religions are facing it. But the experience of the Islamic Republic of Iran has been that we have presented a modern government based on religious concepts in 40 years. So we are not saying that there is no flaws, as we refer to, and there is no mistakes and problems in it. No one dares to claim such a thing during the, because even during the ruling of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the agents of that holy Imam also violated some of the rights. Maybe it was some of the people's rights and some of the public rights were violated. So, and they were apparently against the Sharia. So it means that the Imam himself was infallible, but the agents of Imam were not infallible as Imam. And the body of his government were not infallible. Here in the Islamic Republic, we depicted and interpreted the source of power based on religious concepts. In the political philosophy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have explained the role of the people based on the interpretation of the position of the people provided by religion. In actuality, we are seeing the functionality of the religion in modern life. So it goes without saying that this religion, even from this aspect and this dimension of it, it is quite functional, and we can witness and confess its functionality in the best way possible. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at prayer in daily life. Praying in daily life is one of the routines of successful Muslim. Salah is offered 5 times daily at the appointed times. The Holy Prophet advised his followers that offering the required prayers at their proper time is specially pleasing to Allah. He further instructed that the recitation of the Holy Quran after Fajr prayer every morning is also pleasing to him, even if only a few verses are read. Salah is the central and principal form of Islamic worship and must be observed with all its rituals and etiquettes, including a ritual ablution or wudu, before performing Salah. However, Islamic worship is not limited to Salah alone. For the need to communicate with one's Creator arises constantly during the day. This need is fulfilled by reciting prayers and remembrance of Allah or dhikr at any time. Therefore, as a Muslim, your day begins and ends with worship of Allah and glorify Him as the only master of everything in the heavens, the earth, and the whole universe.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-asa ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
I have a special tradition from Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, about finding Muslim friends and avoid serving ties. He said, on the day of resurrection, Allah Almighty will proclaim, "Where are those who have mutual love for my glory's sake? Today I shall shelter them in my shade where there is no shade but mine." Saying Assalamu alaikum, that means peace be upon you, to people you see on campus or at the grocery store is a real blessing in Islam. It immediately lets people know you are Muslim and try usually will be happy to return the greeting and hopefully share a few words with you. Doors of friendship will be opened and you will meet lots of people. Try and spend some time with Muslims when you can. It's beneficial to remind yourself that you are not the only Muslim on the planet, and you share your religion with almost 2 billion people around the globe.
Look at the examples of our Imams, all the way from Amir al-Mu'mineen to Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin, all the way to Imam Rizal alayhi salam and the Imams who came after him. You will see that in all different situations, they maintain sabr. And this is what we have to realize, that Patience is power and strength, whereas to be impatient is weakness. Lack of patience and sabr is actually a sign of weakness and zu'f, not the other way around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this hadith based on wisdom from Imam Raza alayhi salam, and to acquire these three qualities. One from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another from Nabi, and the third one from the Wali. So that our iman can be complete and our iman can be perfect. Alhamdulillah, you know, we have this tradition and custom in our community. It's a very good thing, worthwhile, you know, tradition, that whenever we would like to do our good things, you know, happy events, we try to link it with the happy occasions from the life of our Aimma Ahlul Bayt. Imam Raza alayhi salam talks about three qualities. The first one that we have to acquire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kitmanu sir, to conceal the secrets. This is important when we talk about social relationships. But if you look at it from the perspective of the husband-wife relationship in marriage, this becomes even more important. That they basically have to conceal the weaknesses of one another. Nobody knows one another except in the context of that marriage relationship. They know the character of, because they live together. And that is where, because they come to know one another in a complete manner, in all different settings, they will know the good as the bad. And that is where the issue of kitman al-sir comes in. Don't go and expose the weakness of your spouse to others, even if they happen to be your parents.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam and felicitations on the anniversary of the day on which Islam and Muslims were saved from a catastrophe in the year 3 AH at Uhud near Medina, thanks to the valor of Imam Ali, peace upon him, the cousin of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here is what the Archangel Gabriel chanted while giving the Prophet the heavenly sword, Dhulfaqar, as a gift for Imam Ali, peace upon him, whose sword was broken in the encounter with the infidels, and he had picked up a rod to defend the Prophet from the attacks of the Arab infidels. No youth is as brave as Imam Ali, and no sword is as sharp as ذوالفقار.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about hope or expectation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Expectation is a mercy for my community. It is a rahmat or a mercy for my community. Without expectation, no mother would nurse her child, nor would anyone plant a tree." If people didn't have hope that their actions would bear fruit, that they wouldn't have good results, and the results that we, and the effects that we expect from the action would not emanate from them, we would never perform any good deed, we would never do anything, right? So expectation is a type of mercy, and it is a type of rahmat for us. In a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "Expectation is an amiable companion." Expectation is something good. If we didn't have any hope, and you know, we didn't have any expectation, we wouldn't do anything. It's also been transmitted in the book Tanbih al-Khawatir that while Jesus, the son of Mary, was sitting, he saw a man working the land, toiling in the land with a shovel. Jesus, alayhi salam, said, "O Allah, take his expectation away from him." The Prophet, Jesus, he wanted to see what this person, what would happen if Allah took away hope from this person. The man put, Allah did this. The man, he put his shovel on the ground and he rested on the ground for an hour. Then Jesus alayhi salam said, "O Allah, give him back his expectation." The man stood up and he returned to work. Right? So this shows us that one of the reasons why we work is because we have hope that the work will bear fruit. If we didn't, then we would never do so. Right, so expectations is something good, even though in a lot of hadith, you know, we have been warned about having, you know, high hopes and having, you know, unreasonable expectations. These are bad. But in and of itself, expectations are good. Example of the latter is the following hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A man who expects to be alive tomorrow is a man who expects to be alive forever." And the Imam also said, Imam Ali also said, "There is no end to expectation." And he said, "Expectations never cease." Right? And he said, "Guard yourself against false expectations. For many a person who begins the day does not live to see its end. Don't have too many high hopes and unreasonable expectations." Right? Because, you know, you may not ever, you might die and you might not be able to, you know, see your the effects that you expect and you hope for ever bearing fruit. And he said, "And many a one is envied at the beginning of the night while his mourners have assembled by the end of it." So this is something we need to be careful about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at expectation as a mercy from God in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are with Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Rohullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome. And how are you, Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's good. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really welcome you all. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 91 of Surah Ali Imran on page 61. And inshallah, we'll have a short explanation. And then we'll move on to the important tajweed rules. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, are you ready, inshallah, to start the class? So,
yes.
We'll start by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina kafaru wa matu wa hum kuffar falan yuqbala min ahadihim mil'ul ardi dhahaban wa law iftada bih. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
Nice recitation. Allah bless inshallah the reciter. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين. So important ayah talks about an important thing. Okay. إن الذين كفروا, indeed those who turn faithless, those who disbelieve, okay, after their belief. وماتوا, and they die. وهم كفار, while they are faithless. It means they die on kufr. Okay? They die while they are kafir. So what happens to them? فَلَنْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. Aha. When they die, okay, in the day of judgment, even if they bring a golden, an earth, okay, look, an earth full of gold, the planet of earth, okay, even if full of earth, they bring to Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty, we give you this, please forgive us. What do they do? They want to bribe Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, please accept this gold from us and forgive us. Give us Jannah instead. Do not punish us with the hellfire, okay? Please accept this gold. Give us the Jannah. What do you think? Is it acceptable?
No.
Well, if someone comes to you and tells you that, take this, for example, $10, okay? Give me $1,000. Will you give him?
No.
Hmm? They have done something bad to you. They come to you, they ask you for forgiveness. Please forgive me. I give you this $10, okay? So you please give me, forgive me as well. Give me $100,000. Isn't it funny?
Yes.
These kind of people, even if they do so, okay? It means whatever they have, even if they have a planet, a golden, what? A world of gold, even if they have. If they bring, okay, to Allah Almighty, okay, to forgive them, okay, for they offer this for ransom, okay, for ransom they offer this. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم فلا يقبل من أحدهم. Sorry, Allah Almighty says that it will not be accepted from any of them. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. For such kind of people there will be a painful punishment, because you were those who were making fun of religion. One day believing, the next day not believing. In the morning believing in Allah Almighty, in the afternoon disbelieving in Allah Almighty. What is going on with you? What's wrong with you? Yeah? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ. And they will have no helpers. Straight forward to the hellfire. Yeah? Straight in the hellfire, inshallah. Okay, these kind of people. Because they not only take themselves to the hellfire, they mislead other people as well. Like those who, like the delegations who came to the Prophet. I told you the story, yes? Yeah? In the morning, they were believers. In the afternoon, they said, oh, we didn't find any signs of prophethood in your Prophet. He's not the Prophet. So those who were, they were scholars, okay? Those who were not knowledgeable, okay, they thought, oh yeah, these are scholars. When they say, it means they are right. So they will follow them and they will together, all together, they will inshallah go hellfire. Okay, فَلَا يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ضَهَبًا. So guys, I want you to refer to the Tafasir books. Inshallah, if you want to learn more, we just mentioned short points. Okay, now we'll move on to the Tajweed rules.
قُرْآنِ فِي قَلْبِي دَوْمًا يَغْمُرُنِي مِنْ فَيْضِ ضِيَاءَ آيَاتُ.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Hussein, can you once please recite this ayah for our brothers and sisters? Inshallah, as you recite, we'll mention the important Tajweed rules. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذهبا ولو افتدى به. Can you read it? أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
Yes, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. That's great. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا. نون مشدد must be pronounced with a nasal sound. إن and straight the sound for two counts. إن right?
Yes.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار. وهم كفار. تنوين after the تنوين we have فا. فا is amongst the rest of the letters. Yes. The rule. Ikhfa must be applied here. It means you should hide the sound of the tanween. وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. I told you, do not pronounce it completely, yes? رُن. When you pronounce the noon sound, the tongue touches the gum area at the top.
Yeah.
كُفَّارٌ. Do not let it touch there. وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Your tongue just goes around in the mouth, okay? رُن. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ. فَلَنْ نُنْ ساكن plus ya. Ya matches the يرملون letters and you have to merge them. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ. Right? فَلَنْ. Nasal sound and also two counts. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ. قَاف is ساكن. قَلْقَلَ. يُقْبَلَ. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ. مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ. مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ نُنْ ساكن plus حَمْزَة. Nun Sakin plus Hamza. Hamza matches the throat letters. What rule is applied, Hussein?
Izhar.
Izhar, yes. You don't have to do anything with the Nun Sakin. Just read it the way it is. Min Ahadihim. Yes? Ahadihim Mim Sakin. Milul Ard starts with Mim. Mim Sakin plus Mim?
Idgham.
Idgham Mithlain, yes. Ahadihim. Nasal sound, two counts. مل الأرض ذهبا تنوين ولو افتدى به ولو starts with واو ذهبا ends with تنوين تنوين plus واو واو matches يرملون letters also إدغام again ذهبا merge the sounds ولو افتدى ولو ساكن افتدى it starts with حمزة الوصل. حمزة الوصل is ساكن. So you skip both ساكن. But إذ التقط الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. Okay? Put a كسر there. ولا وفتدى. واو is ساكن. But put a كسر down there. Okay? ولا وفتدى. Read it this way. ولا وفتدى به. 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 If you stop, به.
Yeah.
قلا tells you, حسن.
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Yeah, you can continue. But better to stop. أولئك, the mad is wajib, as we said in the very previous sessions a lot. لهم عذاب أليم. عذاب أليم is the same as من أحدهم. So إظهار is applied, okay, on the تنوين. أليم وما. أليم تنوين plus واو again إدغام. أليم وما لهم. لهم ميم ساكن. Min starts with mim. Mim sakin plus mim. Idgham mithlain, the two identical letters. Idgham of the two identical letters. Wama lahum min. Min again, nun sakin plus nun. Idgham mithlain. Min nasirin. So, I read it. Please repeat after me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio up to this point. That's it from us for today, inshallah. We'll be here with you in the coming sessions. We'll mention the next verses, inshallah, and we'll practice them also. Allah bless you, inshallah. No questions, brothers, here?
No, sir.
Thank you so much, Ali Nasser, Hassan, and Hussein, for being with us from Sevier International School. So, see you. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
If you ask me why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam dini wal azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. we are going to talk about the rules of taqlid, or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the jurisprudential laws related to, taqlid, the rules of taqlid based on the fatwas of, Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, in the previous program, you talked about the concept, the definition of what taqlid is, and then you talked a little about the different typology and also, the way you can avoid following a religious scholar. And you also mentioned some precaution. Yes. My first question in this episode is somehow related to that, to the cautionary approach to taqlid. What are the limits of acting with caution, in fact, in relation to the fatwas, the jurisprudential laws, and decisions made by mujtahids? Is it also necessary to, take into consideration all of those decrees, all of those fatwas of the jurists, of the past jurists as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Acting according to precaution when it is applicable means observing all jurisprudential probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
and taking all those probabilities into consideration, such that the duty-bound actually feels confident and satisfied that he is really doing and fulfilling his duty.
Mm-hmm.
So this will not happen unless he has extensive knowledge and unless he knows all the cases where he should exercise precaution.
Mm.
So generally speaking, precaution is not a preferable way of acting acting upon the teachings of Islam. The best way is to follow a mujtahid and to rest assured that whatever the mujtahid actually brings forth as rulings are exactly the same prescribed by the by Islam, and that is the easiest way also to act according to Islamic laws.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to precaution, of course, one has to be confident and satisfied that whatever he is doing is his duty. Of course, he should be satisfied that he is doing his duty, and whatever he is doing is according to the Islamic teachings and according to Islamic doctrines. So, and that is very difficult. A person who acts upon precaution must be a mujtahid, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He himself must be capable of Islamic law, driving and inferring Islamic laws. Otherwise, how can he gain knowledge of precaution? That's not an easy way.
Yes, exactly. You know, somebody asked, my daughter will reach the age of ritual and religious puberty in a few weeks, and consequently she will have to select or follow a marja. Since she has some difficulties in understanding this issue, this matter, kindly advise us about our duty in this regard, would you?
Yes, of course, children are empty-minded and they have no idea about taqlid. They are, you know, it's the duty of the parents to educate them, to help them understand what taqlid is. It's not only taqlid that they must learn about. They have to start learning praying, fasting, and other religious duties. And of course, the parents should fulfill their responsibilities in terms of facilitating the teachings of Islam and helping them learn Islam and getting acquainted with the religious concepts, one of which is taqlid. So when a girl actually hits puberty at the completion of 9 lunar years, the mother and the father, they should help her understand taqlid. And taqlid is not something difficult to understand. Of course, it's the easiest concept in religion to understand, because taqlid means to follow what the mujtahid says and to act according to his rulings, according to his fatwa. And in order for a person to learn what the fatwa of his mujtahid is,
mm,
or her mujtahid is, he or she should turn to the book of Islamic laws written by the most qualified religious authority. Now, the books are available online. They can be accessed online, and also the books can be purchased in hard copies. You know, they are sold on the market. So one should go through the Risala or the Book of Islamic Laws and read it from the beginning till the end. And if it's difficult to understand or difficult to read the book, the whole book from the beginning until the end, only those chapters mm-hmm. which are more frequently used and which are in dire need, which he or she needs to understand, he should suffice and content himself with reading those parts which he and needs to understand.
I see. Thank you very much, Ashrafid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back to our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jadu. In this program, Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker, we are still talking about the rules of taqlid or following a religious scholar. Sheikh Javed, you know, it's very much well known among the religious scholars that the identification of a subject of a rule is the responsibility of the duty bound, right? Yes. Whereas the determination or making the decision and the rule in relation to that subject is the duty of the religious scholar.
Yes.
But in many instances, we witness that mujtahids and the religious scholars give their own opinions, yes, in relation to the identification of the subject. So the question is it obligatory to act on those, you know, subjects too, in this regard, would you?
On those subjects?
Act upon them all, like both the subject of the rule and the determination of the rule.
You know, the question is a little bit confusing, you know.
Yes.
I need to explain it, you know, when it comes to identification of the subject. Okay, what is the subject matter? For example, if there is a beverage, okay, and you know for sure that the beverage is intoxicating,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Yes.
And you know it, then you know it. And the ruling is clear. The ruling is issued by the mujtahid, but the subject matter or the subject,
mm-hmm,
about to which the ruling applies is the duty of the duty-bound person to identify.
Mm.
And when one knows that the beverage is intoxicating, it is maybe wine, it is maybe it contains alcohol, then he should stay away from it, and mm-hmm, he should not drink it. He should not, he should not get close to it.
Yes.
It's not the duty of the mujtahid to say whether a certain beverage is alcohol or not, because he has no idea about,
yes,
it. Okay, when you have it, when you have access to it and you know that it is alcoholic, then you shouldn't drink it, you shouldn't sell it, you shouldn't purchase it,
mm-hmm,
and so on and so forth.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Thank you very much, my dear listeners, for tuning in to our radio, RIB English Radio, and this program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un Basir La ilaha